This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. Well, this new economy means that it's really normal to have several different jobs throughout our careers and throughout our life, which can mean several different retirement accounts.
Carmen,
what's going on?
Oh, well, it's that time. It's time for our first listener call. We've got Dawn who joins us from Albany, New York. She's got a question about those multiple retirement accounts. Dawn, talk to us.
Oh, I'd love to. I just celebrated my 50th birthday, and this prompted me to think about retirement plans seriously. I'm single, and actually, I have been saving for a while. I have 401k and a 403b, and they scattered all over. The total amount is roughly 200,000. I also have roughly 200,000 in mutual funds and the savings. I went to my bank, and then they suggested I consolidate all the funds and hire a professional to manage my finance. But the downside is the fee. And given the situation I have now, I don't really have a steady income. I kind of hesitate to do that.
Now, in terms of those investments and where they are they all in individual retirement accounts, or are these brokerage accounts that are not IRAs?
Half of it is individual retirement funds. They are in Fidelity, Vanguard, TIAA.
Now, you said that you're not full-time working right now?
I'm a consultant, so I get my engagements, but not, you know, every month. That's kind of a scary situation.
Well, it's definitely a little bit more precarious, but there's also a lot more potential, possibly, for you to do really well. With those retirement accounts, 2% is a tremendous amount of money, especially for the fact that you're 50. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
That's an awesome number to hit. And the thing is, though, that you're really closer to retirement, so you have to be careful about stuff like those fees. They can drastically cut what you are going to have. What I love for you to do, Dawn, is I know your accounts are scattered. Can you contribute to any of them?
I can. I really need to be disciplined.
Right. So you want some guidance, because one of the points I want to make is that even though you have multiple retirement accounts, you know, there is an advantage to rolling some of them over, rolling them into each other. What that depends on is what are your options and investment options? Now, you have accounts with the big guys, so you have tons of investment options and their fees are pretty low. So it's more about, does this makes sense to pull them all together? You could roll them into each other if they're similar. However, if they are different, one's a 403b, one's a 401k, one's a traditional IRA, for tax reasons, you may want to keep them where they are. But you said you need discipline and you need guidance. Somebody to help you bundle all that stuff for two reasons. One, to get the best tax advantages, and two, to make sure that you are choosing the right assets, where to put your money, based on your retirement plans. Here's what you can do. Get a fee-based financial planner who works hourly. And this is a secret, and it shouldn't be a secret, that a lot of financial planners who are fee-based do work hourly. So instead of you handing your money over to somebody where they shave a bit off the top of all of it, you have somebody who just sits with you, looks over where all your accounts are, and gives you a detailed what-to-do list. And that's somebody who can really help you for an hourly fee, which is certainly a lot less than compounding 2% year after year after year.
What's a typical or standard fee for a financial planner?
For an hourly planner, it really ranges all over the country. I know you're in Albany. It could be anything from $150 to up. I mean, the most I would say is probably 500 plus. Some hourly planners can charge you a flat fee to build you a plan, which gives you step-by-step directions or to help you implement the plan. But in the short term, that can be so valuable because somebody can take a look at all of your papers and see something. Did you know that you could save this much money by just doing this? And I'll tell you how to find one near you. I mean, you can ask around, of course, fpanet.org. That's the site of the Financial Planning Association. And right there, smack in the middle of the site, it says find a planner near you. And also, don't forget something. These people work for you.
Okay.
You need to interview them and background check them. So you go to sec.gov. That's the site of the Security Exchange Commission. And check out their track record. Make sure they have, you know, no legal issues. And interview a couple of them who deal specifically, Dawn, with folks like you who aren't on a regular paycheck.
I think I'm learning all these aspects of managing money, which is not my strong suit.
Dawn, I'm telling you, don't belittle yourself now. You are brilliant right now at this. Here's my checklist for you, Dawn. So when we get off, here's what I'd love for you to do. First, make sure you've got all of your statements from where your money is. Look online at fpanet.org, find a fee-based hourly planner, and I'm sure that the financial planner will give you other assignments as to learning more about how to invest in those assets, because you're in pretty good shape. But all you need now is someone to just hold your hand, not take all your money, but hold your hand and give you a strategy to get you to where you want to be.
Thank you so much.